Today's sales leaders face a difficult task, selling the right products at the right time through the right channels. A new three-day program from Harvard Business School Executive Education addresses this problem directly. Join us on the Boston campus in August for Managing Sales Teams and Distribution Channels, where you will discover strategies that can lead to the best sales performance. Learn more by clicking the banner or visiting hbs.me/sales. That's hbs.me/sales.
It's 11:59 at Radio Free America, and this is Uncle Sam with music and the truth until dawn. Right now, I've got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network, a radio station focused on growing indomitable all-American 21st century liberty. This live episode of the Patriot Power Hour is brought to you by Ready-Made Resources. Plan, prepare, preserve with ReadyMadeResources.com. Now, let's welcome our hosts. Ben, the breaker of banksters, Cochran, and Future Dan, the editor-in-chief of the most original news radar on the planet, FutureDanger.com.
Episode 20, Patriot Power Hour, your host here, Ben, the breaker of banksters, Cochran, and on my side here, Future Dan, FutureDanger.com. How you doing, sir?
Great. Mr. Cochran, on our 20th, we made it to a score of Patriot Power Hour episodes. Although last week we were a bit clipped.
Yep, today's episode, April 19th, 2018. Last week's episode, the first episode of Season 3. Had some technical issues about two-thirds, three-quarters of the way through. But hey, we figured out how to keep the show going for next time. So we live, we learn. We keep on grinding.
Exactly. So, in the meantime, lots of different pieces of news that are worth discussing. Probably have a chance to cover them all in the second segment. But in the meantime, what's on the top of your agenda for episode 20, Ben?
Man. Well, first off, I want to get the phone number out. How about that? We're going to get some listeners involved, hopefully, here. And again, we are not only in podcast, we are a live show, so let's get that off our chest. 619-789-6804, 619-789-6804. And not to show how the sausage is made, but I know that we had somebody try to call in last week, had a little issue. I don't know if that was related to why we had a technical issue. Maybe it was, maybe not, but I'm really hoping everything goes smoothly tonight. We got backup plans. But regardless, last time, 619-789-6804. We love when we get some callers in. And by the way, we'll be having a giveaway as well. So keep on listening. How about that to start the show?
Excellent. And we were right in the middle of your giveaway when we got truncated, clipped right off mid-sentence. So hopefully we don't wait too long into episode 20 to actually announce it to the world before you're sliced off in mid-sentence. But anyhow, Bitcoin's looking good. It's up a lot in the last week. Yep. What are we looking at right now, Ben? At the beginning of episode 20, April 19th, 2018.
I think we're looking at – I looked at it a little earlier. I think it's about 8,200 right now, thereabouts, right?
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. For the past week, Bitcoin up 3%. Bitcoin Cash up 28%.
Oh, geez, wow.
Ethereum 12 and Litecoin almost 14. So
okay.
Bitcoin didn't have the gain that the other altcoins did. But, again, I think this is one of our first up weeks when you measure from Patriot Power episode to Patriot Power episode. I don't think we see a new maybe one other bull week in this new year.
Exactly. Yeah, when we first started this show back in November 2017, every
it was running
single
up every
show
single
we
episode.
Were breaking records. And since then, in calendar year, it just fell through. And just like you said, I think maybe one other week besides this week. So that's like two out of 15 weeks or something probably.
Yeah.
That is a very rough go, especially if somebody bought Bitcoin at 19,000 or even 16 or 14,000. And it's at 8,000 right now. That's tough. That's tough.
83.5, yeah. So they haven't quashed it yet. What else is on the agenda for episode 20? What kind of news is really jumping at you, Ben?
Well, to be honest, I've been very, very busy with work, very busy season right now. So I've been what do we got? Let me see. I don't know.
You know, that's interesting, though, right? Because you've been traveling. You've been traveling. You've been living life, right? You're not just dwelling on the news. So when you're in that lifestyle, especially heading around the country, doing airline travel, you're seeing news in the air terminals, at the hotels, the hotel lobbies. What's jumped at you from that filter, which is the filter that most of the people we live with in this country have similar, like very, low intensity news lifestyles. They just don't pay attention to a lot of it. What did you see when you were making your travels? What's getting through?
And sadly, a lot of it is focused on the false Republican versus Democrat BS. I mean, there is some merit to focusing on politics, some merit to trying to work within the system, but 90%+ of what I experience, such as in the airport or when you're just reading through newsstands, or like you said, when you're traveling, you're really exposed to mainstream media, and all they got is left versus right bickering, or it's either worship or hate for Barbara Bush. It's, talk about Trump and Wee-Wee Gate or whatever the heck they call it. And then, Mueller, the whole Mueller thing. And those things are important, but they're taking up like 80-90% of what I've been reading. So it's kind of true. And maybe that's why I stumbled early on to think of something substantive to talk about, because all I was thinking about was all this garbage fluff that I've been indoctrinated,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people realize somewhere people have been looking at the news, since the 90s or before, that with the real rise and advent of Fox News, now you had what all the British papers had, and was just a very strict ideological divide. And it was, basically bipartisan, like two real sides warring it out for decades, for centuries in the Anglo-Saxon world, really. We didn't have media like that growing up. All the way through the 50s, 60s, 70s, it was more of three main networks, but they weren't slanted so badly. They're slanted. They always were. They always state controlled to some degree, but they weren't wildly slanted. As soon as Fox rose up, it just spun the whole thing into, a daily, nightly ad hominem world of everything's personalized about the person, and everybody, it's all about attack and destroy. We live that world. Yeah, obviously. So many people, it seems, so many Americans, it seems to me, unfortunately, can't really consume news much above that level. That's what's a little bit dangerous.
You know, there are some things I did not see on my travels was anything about more than $20 trillion in national debt, anything about interest rates rising, LIBOR, pretty much hitting all-time record, days of increase. I haven't seen any of that. Nothing important, not too much about cloning or geoengineering or big pharma abuses. I didn't see much of anything important like that, though, I'll tell you that.
Oh, we got some on the heat map we can cover for the rest of this show. Absolutely.
All right, good. This will be refreshing.
Scientific things.
Real stuff.
Scientific things that you don't want to see happening potentially are being announced left and right.
Oh, man, absolutely. I believe it. It's like a science fiction novel. All right, so what? Actually, we're going to save it for the segment, as per usual here on Patriot Power Hour, where we do the rundown at FutureDanger.com, Future Dan's baby. In the meanwhile, quick little plug before we got a few more minutes before break, but do want to also let folks know how to reach out to us if they're not going to call in. Although, let me check. I got to make sure I check to make sure if we got callers. We actually do have a caller. So remember, you got to press 1 on the dial pad if you'd like to get on live. So you got the number, 619-789-6804. Press 1 if you want to get on. Otherwise, you can just sit back and listen, too. We definitely have people doing that all the time. So also, reach out to us, thethronethebanksters.com or thethronethebanksters@gmail.com. Probably the best way to reach out to me. Also on Twitter, @BanksterBreaker. And for you, Future Dan, best way for folks to get in touch with you?
Well, we're definitely publishing top 10 daily headlines to Steam It all the time. We're Future Danger on steamit.com. Nice little crypto-based platform for content curation that we joined in recent months. And Twitter, absolutely, @FutureDanger6. Is our handle, and that's where a lot of news comes out into the social media. Spreads from there to Facebook and other platforms.
There you go, man. You got a multi-pronged attack for a lot of reasons. It's most effective, obviously, but also you never know when one of your accounts going to be banned or you're going to be banned off an entire platform.
Exactly.
I luckily have avoided Facebook jail and the like to most degree, but yeah, you got to diversify, right?
Yeah, you know, we joined in October of 2015. You know, that's when the website launched, so that's when the Twitter account started. And we always had Future Danger 6, capital R, Romeo, backup account. And never had to use it. Never got shut down, never got any strikes, never got any warnings. Never really attracted any of that kind of real push to silence. And it's because our account doesn't engage in any of the ad hominem. We don't do the left, right, the he said, she said, taking it to, personal character level. Nothing like that's ever on Future Danger. It's all issues based. So, the congregation and amalgamation of news in the indicators is definitely slanted against the deep state mainstream media hell on earth complex that we talk about each week, but we never got a strike for it. So I think if you stay away from those really inflammatory things, you're safe. So far, we'll know if we've gone across the line to a full tilt tyranny if Dethrone the Banksters and Future Danger start getting shut down. It hasn't happened since, knock on wood.
Yeah, knock on wood. Absolutely good point. I mean, yeah, you're absolutely. I tried to do the same thing. Issues-based, try to focus on the facts and good debate. I'm not saying I haven't talked trash or trolled people that were totally deserved it, you know what I mean? Like, they hit me first or they aggravated it very badly. But mostly try to use it for the good fight and not get caught up in the Facebook politics, let alone real politics.
Well, a few years ago, Lavoy Finnegan was shot to death by the Oregon State Police, State Highway Patrol, and the FBI HURT team, hostage rescue, elite SWAT team. Everybody saw it. He was on the road. He was heading towards the checkpoint, went off in the snowbank, got out, and got shot. During that, Future Danger received holy hell from all kinds of what had to have been seminar paid, bot,
really?
Bot pushing, like one person controlling multiple accounts, attacks. For even putting that news out there, for even
really?
Having it in social media, even trying to like defy the narrative that everything about Lavoy Finnegan, rest in peace, Lavoy, was an aberration and to be mocked and forgotten about quickly. And by the way, the widow was supposed to have a lawsuit. We still don't know why or how the reports came the way they did. There were accusations that the FBI HURT team had tampered with evidence, had denied firing at the car. Video evidence clearly showed that car was being riddled with bullets. picking up brass in the middle of the night to, you know, take away evidence that the FBI team had discharged their weapons. Nothing ever came of it. Never heard anything else about it. Doesn't look like anybody can touch him, Ben. That's the reality that we look at FutureDanger.com.
Man, that was intense. All right, folks, we'll be back in a second. It's your Power Hour. Stick with us.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
The first rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. The second rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. Third rule of Fight Club, someone yells stop, goes limp, taps out, the fight is over. Fourth rule, only two guys to a fight. Fifth rule, one fight at a time, fellas. Sixth rule, no shirts, no shoes. Seventh rule, fights will go on as long as they have to. And the eighth and final rule, if this is your first night at Fight Club, you have to fight.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. Disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready-Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready-Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready-Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
Achieve situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe.
The Future Danger SITREP Report, April 19th, 2018, on the Patriot Power Hour. Mr. Cochran at the top of column one, Liberty Indicators. We got the Microsoft founder, Bill Gates, backing a $1 billion plan to cover the Earth in Big Brother satellites. You heard me right. $1 billion, litter satellites entirely around the globe, and put the globe under 365, 24/7, 365 high video digital coverage. Just film us all the time, everywhere. That came out today. That's real. Also, in the Liberty column, we have a fiasco for our judicial system in the United States. Insofar as Department of Justice and the Federal Bureau of Investigation is part of the judicial system that have people that are officers of courts, and they participate in an oath-based adversarial judicial system, we have a mockery going on. A judge who forced the POTUS's lawyer, the president's lawyer, to identify Sean Hannity, talk show host, performed Soros's wedding. Let me repeat that. Judge who forced POTUS lawyer to identify Hannity performed George Soros's wedding. Does that make any sense at all? We got the fired deep staters, McCabe and Comey. Cabe is now calling Comey a liar on some issues. What clowns are these that held such high rank? House members refer Comey, Clinton, Lynch, McCabe, Strzok, and his mistress Page for the missing criminal investigation. And, of course, a CNN New York attorney convinced the judge to publicly name Sean Hannity. So the judge who wed George Soros listening to the CNN New York Times attorney said, yeah, that's a good call. That's your judicial system today. We got other things in other areas. In column one, California bill could force businesses to submit unwarranted salary data to the state. Once upon a time, this was material that, of course, no government had any right to have. And the contortion and the devolution of the concept of unreasonable surge has gone so far that any economic activity is completely reasonable for the government to demand knowledge and obtain it from businesses. It's a real problem. Column two, security. War with Russia. After the U.S. strikes in Syria last week, which happened right after episode 19, we missed it by, I think, 24 hours then. Russia indeed stood by as we struck their ally, Assad. Lots of heated news in the past 6-7 days, but it's sort of calm down. U.S. and Britain are still blaming Russia for global cyber attacks in retaliation, but no shots were fired. You know, fleets and aircraft were in close proximity. But Europeans are paying attention. 35,000 soldiers to participate in Norway's biggest war drill since the Cold War. That's coming up this summer. We've had Night Watch, the doomsday plane on which the president and other high-level executive branch constitutional officers and their staffs and the Joint Chiefs of Staffs would survive attacks. Those planes are being frequently sighted during this confrontation with Russia and Syria. Also involved with Syria is, of course, the Iranians, and down to the south, Israel. The IDF and the Revolutionary Guards are closing in on a clash, it seems like. We have IDF striking Iranian drone pilot bases on a regular basis, killing 6 to 10 at a time. All right? And Israel's bracing. Bracing for war, bracing for some kind of counterattack from Iran. Iran's parading new missile systems. Got to keep an eye on the Israeli-Iranian axis, and then, of course, what we do to Syria and what Russia decides to do in response. Hot area in the Middle East these days. We also have an interesting note. There's Congress members demanding answers from the Department of Homeland Security right now. Foreign black ops are being suspected. They're talking in these weasel words like unusual surveillance activity around D.C. But what it's really about is either private or governmental foreign agents are putting up fake towers around D.C. and catching phone calls. Something to keep an eye on. We got California rejecting the POTUS order to deploy National Guard troops to the border. When National Guard federalization is resisted by governors, you got to keep an eye on it. You got to keep an eye on it because the National Guard system in this country is really sort of a fabric. It knits the fabric of authority together. And when National Guard start defying federal orders, maybe for a good reason. A governor could do it for a good reason, and that's not the point. The point is we got states defying D.C., and those things could spin sideways in ways that no one predicted. In column four, we got major wildfires in Oklahoma. Some awesome video up on Future Danger of some of the roaring footage that they got. We haven't seen it today of any casualties, but a 250,000 acres have been scorched. And in other news, we're going to hang on and probably discuss some of this in later segments of this show, Ben. But we got Japan lifting the ban on growing human organs and animals. We got mysterious flesh-eating diseases in Australia. We got New York City rats with antibiotic resistance. And we got children today will be able to choose from an array of genetically edited embryos and just, pick which one they want and then bring it to birth. Those are reports out today. But finally, in column three, economic news, pretty thin. I'd like to hear from you about the LIBOR rate, but besides that, we got a little bit of tit for tat still going left and right with China and the United States on the trade war front. I think China slapped a tariff on sorghum or some other starch that I personally probably don't eat a lot of. other than that, not a lot going on. The New York AG, you'll have interest in this, Ben launched a probe of 13 major crypto exchanges. So, you know, they're never off of the back of cryptos. We'll see where that leads. Over to you. Your reaction, sir, this Thursday night.
Yeah, you know, I think it was one of the, if not the first article you covered. Microsoft founder backs $1 billion plan to cover the Earth in Big Brother satellites on the privacy annihilated orange, so not red, not black, SHTF, but dark orange indicator. I don't know if you got the. I sent you an article, maybe this inspired you, or maybe you totally saw it differently. But yesterday, I think I sent it to you, maybe the day before, where it actually posted, I think for the first time, and you can go online and find this pretty easily. I think it's called iLive. I forgot the exact name, but just go look for live HD video from orbit. If you just Google live video orbit today on April 19th, 2018, I pretty much guarantee you'll find this. And it shows planes taking off in real time, cars driving in real time. You can't read the license plate per se, but you can tell what color it is, and maybe even what model it is if you have a good enough TV. I didn't really couldn't see on my phone necessarily, but point is, they already have that commercial technology. We know the military probably already has a 24/7 surveillance grid, but now Bill Gates has one for sure. Own, so that's a really crazy story, man.
Yeah, they can read license plates for a long time. It's just a matter of capacity. You know, there's never been an attempt to put up the system that could just stare, persistently stare at all of us all the time. And it sounds a little more frightening than it possibly is right now. The reason Microsoft's founder is even caring about it is he doesn't care about the hardware. Never has, never will, isn't his thing, and he got to be one of the richest men to ever live because of it. He's about the operating system. He's about the software that makes it do something now that you built it, right?
Yeah, no, it's all about integrating it into the AI is what it truly is all about. And maybe we can get into that. We're coming up against the break.
Yeah, I'm sure he's right on the front of that. And
exactly.
how to pick on the people on the planet that you want to persecute, that you want to make life harder for, and who you are and where the borders and authorities of the you are who controls it, and what people on the ground are able to do to either – accept it or defy it. It would be, it'd almost be fascinating to see it built and see what happens, but I sure don't want to ever live under it either. It's probably a far, far smarter idea to kill that. It's like having the eye of God over you and then giving it to humans to be able to tinker with. It is absolutely insane, but it'll happen most likely because it's a great big technical challenge and they'll want to try it, but also the permutations of power, the things that people could trade off on the information will be irresistible. But I foresee eventually, maybe right off the bat, another invention that no one ever thought they'd witness would be massive tent-like structures that communities could put over themselves. Like, I'm immediately going to want to go under a roof that I can't be watched where I go and what I do. And I'd want to live in a place that had a 25-square-mile, you know, tent over the top that let some sunlight come in, really, you know, kind of block the harsh sunlight light. Maybe put a little screen in there to prevent the hazardous radiation on your skin. And let's not get washed by satellites that Bill Gates wants up there.
Very interesting. Well, there'd definitely be that type of cloak and dagger and back and forth for military units, entire cities. That is forward thinking right there, sir. I like it. We need to put some trademarks in real quick.
You know, you raise a great point. The entire thing is implausible because it's a complete military target. Whoever controlled it would – I mean, we're talking – if he's talking about doing that, that's New World Order stuff. That has – that system could only be for, a world government. Or at least a peace, so that China has its video over its people. We have our video over our people, and it was nationalized. But if it ever became cross-border, whoever didn't control it would deem it a military target immediately.
That's the future, folks. Who knows? It's just a tool. Is it going to be used for better or worse? Here at the Patriot Power Hour, we try to use the internet for better. If you agree, hit us up. Otherwise, stick with us. We'll be back. Patriot Power Hour.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
Do you want to know what it is? The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room. You can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
What truth?
That you are a slave, Neo. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind. Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
Achieve situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
Live Patriot Power Hour. Thanks for sticking with us. So yes, Future Dan, I would like to do some science stuff. He actually hit on a lot of really cool topics. So have
let's
at
do
him.
A little bit of a, let's do a little bit of deep dive into one of them. What do you say?
All right. Have at it.
Yeah, reprogenetics. The choosing of your offspring through scientific, you know, tactics, techniques, and procedures. To in this conception of upgrading the perhaps your gene pool, if not everybody's, we got pieces of news running back to 2017. Let me hit some of these headlines, and I'll finish today. I already previewed it. You know, gene edited embryos. You're just gonna create a bunch of them, tinker with them, and pick the one you want to bring to life. That's children today will be able to choose to do that. So think about that. You're anybody under 18 will probably have the technology available when they are in the years of wanting to be a parent. Yeah, so going back to 2017, new biomedical procedure raises specter of embryo farming. That was IBT. February 2017, scientists losing ethical restraint on DNA editing of human eggs, sperm, and embryos. That was Yahoo News. Same month, on Valentine's Day 2017, National Academy of Sciences endorses designer babies, pretty much saying, you know, we're going to do this, you know. March, the next month, first three-parent babies in Britain turning children into spare parts.
That's crazy.
That was the headline. Yep.
Yikes.
April 2017, Chinese scientists edit human genes for the second time in history, Gizmodo. May 17, human gene editing trials gear up, new scientist. July, Joe Joseph, designer babies, the nail in the coffin of humanity, Daily Sheeple. Joe Joseph runs Daily Sheeple. We watch that account a lot. Got a lot of good reports that nobody else catches. Yeah, that was his take on it. You know, this is going to end humanity. There are people out there calling it. July 2017, first human embryos edited in the United States. Landmark. I think that was MIT review.
Whew.
August 2017, coming soon, children with genes modified to improve appearance or intelligence. UK Daily Mail. September 17, scientists edit embryo genes to study early human development. Yahoo. September, chemical surgery used to mend harmful mutations in human embryos. UK Guardian. October, scientists use new CRISPR system to edit RNA in human cells. CRISPR is how they're doing this all, folks. This is the technology. It arrived a few years ago.
CRISPR,
you can just
what does that mean? You
can slice and dice the DNA. December, scientists are designing custom human proteins not found in nature. January, this year, scientists use images of embryos to pick the best one. January, China, unhampered by rules, races ahead in genetic editing trials. And then today, children today will be able to choose from an array of gene-edited embryos from birth. That was from January 2017, today, April 2018, a matter of 15 months.
Unbelievable. That's some creepy stuff and some real stuff. This isn't just science fiction. We ain't in Kansas anymore. That's what I love about FutureDanger.com, and that's where you pulled that from. You can do that deep dive going back and seeing dozens of articles with you know, over a timeline about certain topics, certain subjects. Even some of your most, archaic or at least rarely used indicators have several articles going back. And it's pretty crazy to go through that timeline, man. And if you really had time or you're really interested in the subject, I'd suggest going to FutureDanger.com and doing that deep dive.
Yeah, if you're a college student and you're out there trying to do research on unique topics that are maybe not the norm and you want to go ahead and pull together a paper, it's like an archive. Downloadable. You can hit a link and download a Microsoft Excel spreadsheet.
I forgot about the downloadable. That's perfect if you're for college students got to write 10, 15 page papers on different things. You know, I remember I did economics. You know, my bachelor's degree was economics, and at about a third of my classes were liberal arts. The other two thirds were business or math and statistics and stuff. But for the liberal arts classes, especially the psychology and political science classes I took, you had to write a lot. But you could totally do a deep dive with FutureDanger.com, and you would just have the source material unbelievable. And your site's way better than a bibliography, too. It's got great graphics, pictures, great stuff, man.
Yeah, and a lot of people have said, you know, it's a Newslink single homepage. Drudge was the first one to do it. But categorizing these things into indicators means, unlike Drudge or others that do this, there's a archive for each one. And it kind of gives you the ability. That was a nice, tidy one, too, with about 15 headlines over 15 months, right? Some of these, like many of the Middle East situations and many of the economic indicators, have long, long archives, and it's just a matter of recording when some of those things started to flash red, flash a little yellow, flash a little orange. So others, like this reprogenetics, the designer baby phenomenon, give you a nice, tidy little package, a little snapshot that I would humbly suggest doesn't exist on the internet anywhere else.
Awesome, man. And that's what we try to do here, bring the information to the listeners as best as possible. And Future Danger is one of the best platforms we use to get that across to people.
So tell me this, and it's right up the alley of the main theme of dethrone the banksters, the LIBOR rate, London Interbank overnight operating rate. You corrected me once on this show for that, but that rate, does it mean anything anymore after this week? What's been happening?
So I haven't been watching this week's movement in particular. I should go check it out, see if it's still on this crazy streak. I figure it had to have dropped off. Let's go back, though, just the last few months that I have been intently watching, where I believe 33 days straight, the LIBOR rate, the London Interbank Offering Rate, increased, or, you know, had a gain on the day for 33 straight days.
Yeah, you know, up. And what does it mean when the LIBOR spikes, Ben?
Oh, geez. So the LIBOR, there are all different types of interest rates, whether for auto loans, for the Federal Reserve, for the European Central Bank, blah, 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 blah. LIBOR, in particular, is used by the banks in London, and really you should know that London is probably more powerful than Wall Street. They got some parity in different ways, but London's really the progenitor of the banksters anyway. So anyway, long story short, the London interest rate that the banks charge each other is an extremely important interest rate. You could say the prime rate of the Federal Reserve might be as important, or maybe a little more important, but still, it's incredibly important because of all the debt and contracts directly tied to the LIBOR. Most consumer credit cards, many auto loans, and other revolving debt and variable debt. You look at the fine print, it's LIBOR prime rate plus, you know, 8% or 2%. Well, usually, you know, I can't get that good of credit usually. But long story short, if this goes up even a tiny, tiny percentage, the amount of extra interest that those in debt in the instruments that are tied to LIBOR, the amount of interest they will have to pay is just enormous. The amount, you know, we're talking billions upon billions for every small, small increment. And with that happening, the debt storm might be coming. This might be the big surge before the hurricane hits.
So let me tie two things together and really take us to the next level.
Okay.
If you got London as the 19th century powerhouse in finance that really retains, you know, that premier class for a city and the elites who have children in the systems that are raised to operate it and run it and become very wealthy within it, as well as in New York City and around the globe.
Yeah.
And you give these people the opportunity to pull down hundreds of millions of dollars in generational trust type, you know, kind of more money than anybody could spend in their life and without any problem of having anything they need. And you give them an opportunity to go to Mexico and get CRISPR technology on 40 embryos and start selecting among themselves. What are we going to be facing within two generations in the bankster class of people? Think about that.
Who's
what
to say
is
they
that
haven't
group
started
be like?
20 years ago? They might have started 20 years ago for all we know, but absolutely. And there's all types of just novels about that, et cetera, et cetera. But now it's actually happening, or could already have happened for many years. I mean, they've been tinkering for stuff we don't know about. They have to have.
What kind of ectomorph type physique would end up with the type of, you know, 50-pound brain necessary to have your debt storm that you labeled it, bring that on, bring it upon us, and profit at every single turn? Because you're launching a real storm after it starts. There's not a human being on this planet that actually knows how it can finish.
Right.
It can get violent. It can go into the other columns of, you know, the indicators, tyranny, security. You could have big problems in those areas, and the banksters don't know if they'll always hang on to it. What kind of intelligence, selecting embryos generation after generation for, you know, purebred families of genius-level intelligence, are those creatures going to be among us? And are they going to attempt to do that just to see if they could sport their own super intelligences?
Well, everybody knows a little Star Trek lore, knows that Khan, the infamous Khan, was a superhuman, just like you're talking about. took over the world, started World War III. Somehow the world pulled out of it, and we had a warp drive in the Vulcans, and then all that happened. So hopefully that doesn't happen. But with the crazy people absolutely desperate and powerful in charge, we may be going down that route. I'm not sure. It's a little scary, though.
Yeah, I think most of us won't be CRISPR edited for a long time. I'm just hoping
CRISPR,
that's a good thing.
That's creepy. Oh, man. All right, folks. Well, Future Dan and I aren't CRISPR edited quite yet, but that's why we're imperfect. But we try our hardest. We'll be back. Stick with us. And we will finish out the show strong. Patriot Power Hour.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. Disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready-Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready-Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready-Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
It's over, Johnny. It's over!
Nothing is over! Nothing! You just don't turn it off! It wasn't my war! You asked me, I didn't ask you! And I did what I had to do to win, but somebody wouldn't let us win! And I come back to the world, and I see all those maggots at the airport, protesting me, spitting, calling me baby killer and all kinds of vile crap. Who are they to protest me, huh? Who are they? Unless they've been me and been there and know what the hell they're yelling about.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. There are literally millions of news apps available. But you may have noticed, the mainstream media conceals the truth. They focus you on some things to distract you from others. For the first time in 5 minutes or less, you can keep track of the day's most serious news in a single view. Download the Future Danger app. It's a free, fast, and focused news app available on Google Play and the Apple App Store. Try the Future Danger app from FutureDanger.com today.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
It was time for
all right, Patriot Power Hour. Final session, or final, what, not section, what is it? Segment, yeah.
Yes, we're
20th
four quarters.
Save me here. Let's give out the
it's
number
in the
one
fourth
time.
Quarter. The,
fourth
it's
quarter,
time,
619-789-6804. We actually got three callers on the line. Remember, you press one if you want to get on the air. I'll watch the board, see if we can end with a caller. If not, you always got to remember, find the archive of the show if you're not listening live. blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network. Or follow myself, Ben Breaker of Banksters Cochran, facebook.com/dethronethebanksters, twitter.com @BanksterBreaker, dethronethebanksters.com. If you look up Bankster, there's a very high chance on social media you'll find me. DethroneTheBanksters@gmail.com. Hit me up. Future Dan. You know, I'll give you a chance to get the plug out. Get your final plug in, and then we're gonna hit some hardcore topics just at the very end of the show.
It's all good, Ben. Just visit FutureDanger.com. Everything stems right there on the homepage. Right there on the heat map dashboard. We got all the social media buttons. You can reach us on many channels.
Nice. And oh, you know what we got to definitely say? All past Patriot Power Hour episodes are stored on FutureDanger.com. The archive, Future Danger Radio Archive. Check it out as well. So, all right.
They sure
so
are.
I really want to get into Syria. Last week, we were on the precipice of the strikes. We were about a day late, so about 6 days ago, just after our show, about 24 hours almost, actually. Exactly 24 hours, if I recall. Strikes on Syria. Future Dan, run us down, maybe some of the facts, and if you got some deep thoughts. I got my own thoughts, but I know that you've been paying particular attention.
Yeah, you know, they had to switch up the mode of attack this time because it looked like the Russians were standing ready. And, of course, after the 100-and-something missiles went in from U.S., U.K., and Britain simultaneously on only three sites, which were claimed to be chemical weapons related, you know, they had to come in with supersonic bombers, the B-1, and do standoff missiles that hadn't been tried before. They didn't go with the great big Tomahawk, although I think some Tomahawks were involved. It wasn't the same large Tomahawk strike out of the ships. So a lot of cat and mouse going on to prevent those things, and you know, a lot of the systems were fired, and a lot of dispute on how many were downed. What's clear is some buildings got rubble. The targets were hit, for sure.
Yeah.
And next time this happens, which is the most important point I'd make, Ben, is this is going to happen again because everybody there is entirely incentivized. Whenever they need to turn the agenda or get somebody to you know, you get U.S. news entirely absorbed in something else, is they, all they have to do is pop off some chemical weapons. Could be anybody. Could be Russia. Could be the Turks. Could be the Saudis. Could be Assad. Could be Israel. Could be Iran. Could be UK, Britain. I mean, it's just a friggin' playground. Hell, you know, Chinese special ops could just do it to the region just to get the conversation changed now that the President of the United States has made it clear that anytime this happens, he's going to hit.
Absolutely. No, all those are great points. Any actor can perform something like that. It's a true false flag. No conspiracy needed. True military or intelligence type operation. I almost wonder if they could fake a chemical attack as well. Pretty much true false flag where there really is not even an attack. They just seem like it. I don't know what it is. I don't know what's going on. All I know is this is a major escalation in the wrong way. No matter what type of sixth-dimensional chess you think you're trying to play, this is not going in the right direction, in my humble view. Strength through, you know, peace through strength, okay. This is not that, though, in my opinion. And I said almost exactly a year ago on my old show, Breaking the Banksters, my old show, I'm going to have to bring it back, by the way, on Patriot Broadcasting Network this summer. Quick hint, I remember specifically docking Trump a point. You know, I gave him a few strikes, and one of the strikes I had against him early in his presidency was the attack on the Syrian airfield. And this was a lot more than that, it seemed like. So, I don't know. I'm not a fan, really, at all.
I'm pretty sure it's a smaller strike. I'm pretty sure they did. They used more missiles and got less done. So, if nothing else, the Russians are just tuning up their ability to repel Western missile strikes.
Huh.
So there's that angle too. The potential of, you know, Russia wanting to grab another chunk of the Ukraine or really intimidate their Baltic neighbors in ways that, you know, people there are concerned about. You know, we got that front. But yeah, I said on the beginning of the previous episode that it almost looks like it's this mess where all the governments, right, all these secret services, all these spy agencies could just, you know, mess around and use Syria as a playground for, you know, just a testing box if they want to change the conversation for whatever reason. And it makes me begin to think if we had more of this go on, not too frequently, but every, you know, 6 to 12 months, that it's a boiling frog phenomenon, Ben.
Yeah.
People will get used to it.
They already are, I think.
Syrian people won't, but people that suffer from the weapons don't, but the governments that are involved, they may keep trying to do this.
Absolutely, man. And there's a lot of money involved, too. A lot of money to be made on all different sides for this type of stuff. So, all right. Well, we actually are coming up on the end of the show. I did want to get out a funny story before we ended. I was going through the Austin airport this past Wednesday afternoon, and there was a gentleman who had a T-shirt. And I was kind of walking by, and I looked. I was like, is that what I think it is? Looked real closely. And, you know, the stick figure men that are used for restrooms, you know, a little circle head and a little square body and all that stuff. They had one of those, kind of spread eagle, standing with his hands in the air. And it had a TSA agent-looking stick figure groping the gentleman, and the slogan was, "It ain't gay if it's TSA," and it was probably one of the best shirts. This guy had the cojones to wear. You know, I've worn my fair share of things through TSA, but nothing like that. That's liberty-minded. That's getting the word out. I salute that man, and I thought I'd have to share that story.
Awesome. Down in Texas.
Exactly. I know, down in Texas. I actually lived in Texas for a year when I was really young. But my first trip to San Antonio, saw the Alamo, absolutely inspiring, but also kind of just crazy and kind of and creepy. I've been to Antietam. I've been to Gettysburg. Alamo, same feeling. You just know that they had absolute massacre where you're standing. But also storied in history. So a pretty cool town. And then, you know, I flew out of Austin. So was up there and saw the gentleman with the TSA shirt. And it's like, well, you know what? Even though America seems to have fallen in many regards, you would not be allowed to do that in China or maybe current day Russia, let alone Soviet Russia for sure. And you know, at least we can still have a little semblance. We got to fight for that and claw back what we've lost. And that's kind of how I'll round out my little vacation experience. Future Dan, you got any last words before we get
awesome.
Out of here?
Awesome, yes. Hey, you're going to the heart of the original Banksters overseas, London, England, next week. So I want everybody to know we're going to play it by ear. May be able to pull this off, maybe not, right?
Nope, next week I will be here. Next week I will be live, so April 26th, I will be here live. The following week, the first Thursday of May, though, I will
episode
be
22.
In the city. Episode 22, I will be in the city of London for my professional career. Hopefully I won't have to rub elbows with them too much, but hey, if they want a drink or three with me, I'll be touring the Lloyd's of London building. I'm in the insurance risk management industry, so yeah, part of the business. It's kind of fun. I'm going to go check out the Bank of England, make sure to spit on it, and get a good tour of London and definitely their pubs. So not absolutely sure if we'll be able to have a live show, but I'm going to try to see if I can't get Future Dan to run the board and make it happen. So, but regardless, we will be live next week, though. So, folks, if you listen on Archive, call in live next Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern. Listen live. Or, again, on Archive, probably the best way, go to futuredanger.com. Find the
podcast.
And
what are we giving away?
And we'll be giving away to the first person to reach out to Future Dan or myself. Giving away silver or Bitcoin, your choice. We're giving 2 ounces of physical silver mailed to you or the equivalent in Bitcoin, your choice, to the first person to reach out, Future Dan or myself, in the next week. There's the giveaway.
Second caller gets a original Future Danger and Dethrone the Bankster sponsored Patriot Power long sleeve black tee with our logo on the front pocket.
Buddy.
They're awesome.
It is sweet, man. First run, first edition, such limited fare. It's going to be great. So, otherwise, I mean, have a good week, folks. Future Dan, have a good weekend. We'll come back around the other side and keep everybody up to date next week.
Yeah, let's hope everything stays safe. Stay safe yourself, Mr. Cochran.
All right, folks. Y'all stay safe as well out there. Thanks for listening. Patriot Power Hour, episode 20, is complete. Have a good night.
You are listening to the Patriot Broadcasting Network, sponsored by ReadyMadeResources.com.
Mark, hey.
It's a bloodbath up here. Morgan stock has lost half its value, down to 2310. It's in a free fall. Clients wanted to talk to you about pulling their money. I mean, it's now or never, Mark. We gotta sell. Mark. Mark, you hear me?
Mark, you there?
Mark.
All of a sudden, Bernanke just left the White House. There's going to be a bailout.
Well, they had to. Right? The paper markets would
have
collapsed.
They knew.
Cash would have stopped coming out of ATMs. They had to backstop this.
They knew the taxpayers would bail them out. They weren't being stupid. They just didn't care.
Yeah, because they're fucking crooks. But
at least we're going to see some of them go to jail. Right? I mean, they're going to have to break up the banks.
Party's over.
I don't know.
You are listening live to the Patriot Power Hour, furnished by ReadyMade Resources and fueled by FutureDanger.com.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. Disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. ReadyMade Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run ReadyMade Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. ReadyMade Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call ReadyMade Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at ReadyMadeResources.com.
Star Wars is back.
Hello, Chewie, how are you? I didn't really think this through because I can't understand him.
Next, Ellen, Woody Harrelson from Solo, and Gail King. Ellen, today at 3 on NBC4.
Federal workers surfing and sharing porn on the job.
The News 4 I-Team broke this story a year ago. Now it's gotten worse.
Solicit prostitution while they were at work.
Wasting time and your tax dollars.
The News 4 I-Team is working for you Wednesday at 11.
Star Wars is back.
Hello, Chewie, how are you? I didn't really think this through because I can't understand him.
Next, Ellen, Woody Harrelson from Solo, and Gail King. Ellen, today at 3 on NBC4.
Federal workers surfing and sharing porn on the job.
The News 4 I-Team broke this story a year ago. Now it's gotten worse.
Solicit prostitution while they were at work.
Wasting time and your tax dollars.
The News 4 I-Team is working for you Wednesday at 11.